Okay, pH and pOH are called intensity factors. That means the intensity of the ions that's present in the water. Alkalinity, in contrast, is a capacity factor. Now, this is a pretty standard sort of thing I've pinned questions into in the final exam. What's the difference between the two concepts? Now, the alkalinity, when you look at it, it's summing over the concentrations of the bases, subtracting out the free H plus ion that's present. And it considers these bases then independent of whether they're dissociating or not. Okay, it's just on the basis of the concentrations of these bases. Up here, your pH and your pOH, this is very particular. This focuses in on the intensity of the H plus ion, or in the case of the bases, the intensity of the hydroxide ion. Now, if we put calcium carbonate into water, we will generate some hydroxide, but via a dissociative process. So the amount of hydroxide that's floating around is very low. As a result, even if we have a high concentration of carbonate, okay, which means a high alkalinity water, we can have a low concentration of hydroxide, okay, and that means that it's pretty pathetic in terms of its pOH, not indicating that it's a very strong base. So that's why they're quite different parameters. Here's some numbers going in. So sodium hydroxide at 1 millimolar, throw that into the equation up here, out pops your pOH of 3, and you feed that into your 14 minus pOH to come up with a pH of 11. So it's a very basic water. When we think about the alkalinity, this is now using hydrochloric acid to neutralize the bases that are present. So if you have got 1 millimolar sodium hydroxide, clearly it'll only neutralize 1 millimolar hydrochloric acid at the same volume. So this then is a low alkalinity water, which is very basic. The next example, we look at sodium bicarbonate. So this guy is at 100 millimolar now, 0.1 of a molar. That, when we feed it into this expression up here, will give us a basic water. Okay, so this is how we're doing it. Our bicarbonate is dissociating to generate hydroxide. When we consider the base dissociation constant, we generate a small amount of hydroxide. We feed that in with the appropriate equations from first year, which we won't have to do, fortunately. Okay, and we would calculate at the end of this a pH of 8.34. So it's a basic water, but it's certainly not very basic. In contrast, when we look at the ability of this thing to neutralize hydrochloric acid, this guy now will neutralize 100 millimolar hydrochloric acid with the same volume. So this is then a high alkalinity water, which is only moderately basic. Whereas the first example, because it's a strong base, okay, that will fully dissociate to generate hydroxide, is a very basic material with low alkalinity. So we basically got that. Yes, but no. So keep reading around on it. It's covered in all the books. It's an important thing down. I want you to basically just follow through these numbers well and remember this one fully dissociates in solution. This one here partially dissociates, so you get a low concentration of hydroxide. That's why it's only moderately basic. This one here completely dissociates. As a result, it's fully basic. The alkalinity, it doesn't care whether it dissociates or not. It simply looks at the molarity of the base that you've got. First example, you've got a low molarity, so it gets low alkalinity. The second example, okay, it might only be a weak base, but you've got high molarity, hence it's got a high alkalinity.